You're listening to SBS News.
Having that face-to-face, you know, nothing beats it. But we had to adjust, like everyone else had to adjust to COVID.
Parson Madavi is a private tutor who has taught his students online since schools closed during the pandemic. Parson migrated from Iran in 2008. As a native Persian speaker, the 19-year-old understands how hard it can be for children in migrant families where English is a second language.
Having been a pretty good student in the Middle East, you know, getting really good grades, for me, it was a quite difficult time, especially because my English was really limited.
Parsa is studying science at Sydney's Macquarie University and hopes to become a doctor. He is tutoring Year 5 student Ethan Chung from Castle Hill in Sydney's northwest, who also has a medical ambition.
I would like to do well at school because I want to become a paramedic because I get to save people's lives.
10-year-old Ethan is strong in mathematics, but less so with written English.
I am good at spelling. It's writing that I struggle with. It's just that I have good ideas. It's just that I struggle to put the ideas on my paper when I'm writing.
Tutor Parsa says it's a common problem for many children in migrant families.
Writing is something that a lot of students have been struggling with over the years. Me personally, coming from a different background,
Ethan's mother, Ai Min, was born in Burma, which is now known as Myanmar, and felt she could offer her son limited support.
I wanted to help him, but I couldn't because I didn't go to school in Australia.
As Ai Min's father worked for the United Nations, she spent time in Papua New Guinea and later faced her own English literacy challenges at university in Australia.
In writing, like I struggle myself. You know, I wasn't very good with literature.
She hopes to change that for her son, Ethan, who has regular online learning sessions through Alchemy Tuition, as Tutor Parsa explains.
I can really help him with language devices, writing structures, how to write more effectively, and how to really check your work before submission. Yeah, it's been quite amazing. His marks are definitely progressing a lot in writing, so I'm glad to see that.
Alchemy Tuition's Nick Rothwell founded the business 6 years ago and now employs 1,000 tutors, mainly along Australia's east coast. He says the pandemic has forced the business to adapt.
Prior to COVID, we didn't offer online tutoring at all. Now 90% of our lessons are online. The thing is that screen learning doesn't work for every student.
Tutor Parsa agrees. Learning is a social activity, and he says many students are fatigued.
The biggest challenge with learning online has been student motivation. It's already hard enough, and online is that extra barrier. Assessment and exams have been quite difficult. You know, the structure changing from that written format, disadvantaging the students who can't, you know, type as quick, and other factors that play a part, you know, the internet connection. But the way we do overcome that is by being able to connect to the student more and really discuss how they're going rather than just academics.
Across the country, tutoring has experienced a 30% downturn since the Delta outbreak hit. Mohan Dahl is CEO of the Australian Tutoring Association.
Businesses only have up to about 70% of their former clients, and that some businesses have completely left the market. So tutoring has experienced a slump in the last 3 months for a number of reasons. Firstly, students' experiences of online learning has been fairly mixed and they're tending to get fairly jaded. So schools are working online and with mixed effectiveness. More disconcerting, though, is many parents feel uncertain about their own income.
As schools reopen this month, many students will be playing catch-up, as Nick Rothwell explains.
So we've already started ramping up our recruitment methods. We're going to need a ton of tutors to keep up with demand next year in particular.
Ethan is among those keen to get back into the classroom this month.
My favourite subject is science because you get to learn really cool things like renewable energy and you get to do really fun experiments.
And as his English skills improve, he hopes next year to be offered a place in a selective high school.
I want to go to a really good school and I want to learn bigger things.
For his tutor, Parsa, seeing students excel is its own reward.
I've done something for this society that's given me so much as a person, you know, has accepted me, has taught me all these skills. I'm really just giving back.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.